This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Right after my second baby was born, my son, my kids are 21 months apart, so essentially had 2 babies. My husband went on his first trip after COVID, after having a baby, after everything, and he was gone one night and got in a car accident and never came home.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
She just looked like a fresh, beautiful, okay, shiny, beautiful
Daisy. Good one.
Daisy. Like a daisy.
The soft rose color.
Yeah, I don't. Low. I need some big earrings. Oh, God, I might have to go get some.
It's really just the earrings and like a lot of makeup. I promise you, I'm like beyond exhausted.
I need some lipstick. Oh my God, I'm feeling very much. There's nothing we can do about it.
Okay,
we're here. We're committed.
It's too late.
How are you?
I'm great. Do you like my setup? I'm literally in my closet.
It looks great. You know what? Every time we do a podcast, it doesn't matter who they are. They're either in their bathroom, their closet, or they're in a really professional studio. But at the same time, like we're all producing like the same equally quality content.
Yeah.
So wherever it works.
I almost got in my car because I felt like that was more appropriate to talk to y'all. It's like, well,
we were about to. We were like, let's get in the car, but we're trying to have a studio now.
It looks great.
Thank
like that's
you.
Goals right there. I love the background.
Oh my gosh, that's such good news. Okay, Julie, we're so excited to have you on the podcast.
Well, before we even get your intro, we got a DM from one of your followers, Joanna. I was going to say Gaines, but it's not Joanna Gaines.
Joanna Nesting Stories, we'll call her
Let's pretend it was Joanna Gaines.
let's pretend it was Joanna Gaines. And she said, you have to have this woman on your podcast. She put it into the universe that you would go on. You're on her bucket list for, if I'm wrong in line, totally correct me, to go on. She wants to go on your podcast. And then I was like, okay. So I sent it to Kat Tassie and I was like, she put it into the universe. We heard it. Let's go.
Universe has been like listening to everything that anyone is saying. So I've been listening to y'all's podcast for like since the very beginning. Before I even had kids, before anything, I would just listen on my runs and my walks and like manifest the motherhood, you know, thing and just die laughing while I was running. And I was like, oh, whenever I start a podcast, I hope I'm as funny as Kat and Nat. Like that was my dream.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Here we are.
Julie, can you tell us, like, for everyone who's listening, like, who you are and what you do and a little bit of background on you?
Sure. So it is a wild life over here. So I started a little mommy blog April last year, 2021, and it was just a little account because I have an education background. I was a teacher. And I was pregnant and had a toddler. And so it was just kind of a creative outlet that, like, I had a couple hundred followers. It was basically just my friends. and then I, right after my second baby was born, my son, my kids are 21 months apart. So essentially had two babies. My husband went on his first trip after COVID, after having a baby, after everything. And he was gone one night and got in a car accident and never came home. So he was 29 years old, and the rest has been a whirlwind. I went into survival mode. I went into mom mode. I went into major denial for a while, and then something clicked in me where I was like, okay, I gotta hustle now. Like, it's my job to take care of the family. And at the beginning, I just kind of started writing on the same blog or on the same Instagram about my journey and what I was going through, just kind of as a therapeutic thing for me. I didn't think anything of it. And I started getting a bunch of followers that were relating to me, even if they weren't going through the same thing I was, just like, everyone's going through something. And they were like, if you can get through this, I can get through this, kind of a thing. And it just kind of slowly but surely blew up. And I say, you know, silver linings, luckily, whatever. I was on maternity leave, so I didn't have to immediately go back to work. How great, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy to think that that would be a lot of people's reality, too. Like, when you think about it, that it would be, yeah, okay, you're grieved, let's go, or you're going to lose your job. Like,
yeah.
And you have two young kids. Like,
right. Because most bereavement is like 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
oh my gosh.
I mean, there would have been no way. I would have had to quit regardless. So at least I had a couple months. I mean, it was just like absolutely insane because I was still nursing. I was up all night.
I was going to say, couple of months, but you had a newborn. Like, that's not
a newborn.
That's
not
a couple of months. That's like,
I don't remember a lot of it. People will bring things up and they'll be like, remember that weekend I came to help you? And I was like, no.
Do you have family around you?
Not in town.
No way.
So my mom said we moved in for about 3 or 4 months. And then I started weaning off of her.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Mom, I gotta learn how to do this on my own. Like, I can't live with you as a 32-year-old woman. Like, I just can't. But I had a huge support system. Like, someone would come over every night, I'd say for the first 5 months, to help with dinner, bed, and bath time from like 4 to 7, because I had 2 babies and they both needed me so much. Like, I can't nurse a baby and bathe the other one at the same time. You need two people. So I remember like the first night I was home alone with both of them, I made a reel of like just what, how I was like doing it. And I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, this is terrible and awful and hard, but I did it. Like, I did one night, you know? And from then on, I was like, okay, we're gonna switch gears and we're gonna go into like survival. Let's live, let's do this, let's keep going mode. And we're not gonna be like sad and crying all the time. Which is easier said than done, but.
Oh my gosh, yes, Candy. I can't even imagine being in your shoes. Are you back to being a teacher?
So no. So this was like a God thing. So my husband's name was Charles. And I swear to you, it's like you just said how the universe is like listening to everything. So right when I was trying to go back to work, it was February. And it was his birthday. It was my birthday. It was Valentine's Day. I was trying to go back to work. I mean, it was a terrible month. I was weaning off of nursing. I mean, like, it was a perfect storm of like
hormones
and hormones and exhaustion. And I was like, this just isn't going to work. And right as that happened, I made a reel about trying to go back to work after your husband dies on maternity leave, because how ridiculous is that sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absurd. That's not even a thing that should happen. And it blew up to like almost 9 million views. And so I got a ton of followers in like, I got maybe 60,000 followers in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And so I took a couple of days off work and I was just like, I talked to my parents and I was like, I think I'm just not going to go back and I'm just going to see if like the Instagram thing works. And I was like, I just think, you know, I don't really have a plan. But we'll just like see, because I can't go back, because I had to be at work at 7 till 4. I didn't have family in town. I didn't have a nanny. I didn't have anything. I couldn't afford a nanny. I couldn't afford, you know, there was just no way. And like grieving, especially, you have to have a flexible schedule. Like, there were so many days, still now a year later, but especially back then in February, March, that I would be in bed all day. Like, it's just exhaustion. And so I was like, if I do this, if I have a griefy day, mm-hmm. then it's okay. It's no big deal.
Right.
So I had zero plan and I just went in and I was like, they asked me if I'd fill out some forms because I asked to go part-time. They really didn't want me to. And so I was like, well, I actually didn't fill out those forms and I'm going to not come back. I'm just gonna just do my other thing. And my principal was actually funny. She was like, I can't wait to see you on the Today Show one day, because she had seen it was happening. And then like that happened yesterday, and I'm like, what is the world?
Did you go on the Today Show yesterday?
I got interviewed for the Today Show yesterday, and it's gonna air in a couple weeks.
Yay!
Who interviewed you?
Chanel.
Oh my, what was it for? Just for like a life right now?
Yeah. Just like the crazy year that I've had, that how far I've come from, I mean, physically not being able to move. I mean, at the very beginning, I couldn't even speak sentences. If you ask my friends or family, they would talk to me and I'd just stare at them and be like, you know, I couldn't even form a sentence. And here I am. I started my own business. You know, I got an LLC. I got trademarked. We're on the Today Show. I'm on Kat and Nat. We are doing the things. And it's like wild. Okay, for one year.
I want to take a quick break. And then I want to ask you a question I think that is will relate to a lot of people, and then we'll get your answer when you come back.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So the answer is really just, I don't know if this is the question. I don't know if this is the right question because we don't like to ever to pretend to be in someone's shoes, but from the outsider looking in, like the word that comes to me is like strength. And I don't, because you sometimes I know people don't feel strong. So when you use that word, it feels not good. But I think a lot of people in a situation where they're watching you, they're like, you could have broken. You could have not gotten out of bed. You mm-hmm. could have not decided to make this like change. You could have not looked for positive signs. You could, you know, like you could have gone on multiple paths, but you chose a path of getting up and showing up and documenting it and creating it. Like, where do you think that comes from, especially when you have no support around you and you're sitting there being like, I just have to do this? Because some people don't do it.
Right. I think a lot of it was the kids. Because, you know, I would actually get jealous of people who were grieving who could just lay in bed all day because I didn't have that option. I didn't have that luxury. I was like, well, I have to get up every 2 hours and feed my baby. I have to get my toddler ready for daycare. I have to keep feeding them. I have to bathe them. So there was no option to not keep going. And then from the beginning, I was like, okay, well, I'm the only person they have now. So I got to keep going. There is no option.
Like as but a mom, you know, anyway. You know there is, right? You know there is. And you chose the one for you there wasn't, but you know, there is a choice and you made the choice to not. And I think that's what a lot of people look at and they're like, how do I get like it was your children, obviously, but was there ever just like one foot in front of the other? Or like, is it just something that you're like, I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to brush my hair. Like, you know, is it like baby steps that build, or are you talking to yourself, or, you know, are you not remembering?
All of the above. It was definitely teeny tiny baby steps. Like, I don't want people to look at me and be like, oh my God, she's totally fine now. Like, I remember 2 months into it, I sent a picture to my friends and I was like, guys, I made my bed today. You know, like, and I didn't wash my face or shower for a month. And so I'd be like, hey, so he passed away September 29th and it was Thanksgiving and I put on makeup and I walked in and my dad was like, oh, look at her. Look at her. She's in makeup. You look great. You look great. You know, so it was definitely baby steps and people would be like, well, what are you going to do about going back to work or what are you going to do about this? And I was like, it is 1 hour at a time.
Yeah.
It's not even 1 day at a time. It is 1 hour at a time. I don't know what's going to happen next hour of my life. And you know, if you've ever lost somebody that close to you, especially a spouse, it's a full-time job dealing with paperwork. So the first 3 months was a full-time job of nursing the baby and dealing with paperwork because he paid all the bills. So I had to get everything switched over to my name. I had to find all the passwords. I had to get death certificates. I had to get the car title. I mean, it's all this bullshit that you don't even think of on top of grieving, on top of mothering, on top of taking out the damn recycling every day when you aren't used to doing that. You know, all the things that you split equally with your partner when he's not there, when you have two babies. Like, I've always said there's a reason that two people have two babies because it takes two people to raise them. And then here I am. But it was like, I didn't put on clothes for months. I mean, it wasn't overnight. And it was a lot of prayer and it was a lot of help from friends and the community. I still don't cook, but I didn't cook a meal. I had meals provided for me for months. I mean, people showed up at my door almost every day with coffee or diapers or milk or something. I mean, I didn't do it alone. Like, even though I was alone, I didn't do it alone. There was always someone. The Atlanta community showed up. Like, it kind of went viral, the story, I guess, because it's very alarming and traumatic and awful. And also I worked at a school, so I knew a ton of families. I taught for 10 years, so a ton of families knew me. And so I think that was part of why everyone knew what happened. And
I think it's because you're probably very likable. Like you got a good, like you can tell you're a good one. You know, you probably touch a lot of people without even knowing. No, you do. You probably do, right? You probably did a lot for a lot of people that you didn't even know just by, you know, showing kindness to them or like, you know, helping them out in a way that you didn't even know you helped out.
Well, they have done that for me now. It was kind of like, you know, after the pandemic and all the craziness with politics the past couple of years, I feel like I kind of lost faith in humanity. You know, everybody's like, well, everything's going a little nuts. I don't know if I like anyone right now, you know. And it was definitely one of the silver linings is faith in humanity restored. Like, when people need to show up, there are good people out there and they will do things for you. And, you know, I kind of got whisked away for about a month with different family members and we just left town for a while. And I came back and my entire house was filled with gifts for
the kids,
for me, grief books, food, a diaper. I mean, like, it was incredible. My friends, so part of my push present, I don't know if y'all do that. Have y'all heard of it?
Yes. Yeah. I never got one, but yes.
You should get a lot of them now. So my push present was getting a new pantry, which is like the most mom thing ever. He was like, yes. Are you sure you don't want like a bag or shoes? And I was like, no, I want a pantry. And of course, he passed away before that could happen. So when I came back to, my pantry was done.
Oh, like, my.
Like, oh my. I mean, I can't even tell you how many things other people just like showed up and did. Because he told one of his friends that and word spread and like the dream pantry was created while I was gone. It was insane.
I was talking to another mom and her daughter had recently been diagnosed with cancer. And I said, it must be so hard when you're so mad and angry, but you can't be because you have to be stronger for them. So it's like a double layer. And I'm assuming grief would be the same where it's like you want to be broken, but you can't break because you have to be there for two other people who you have to be strong for because they're looking to you to be like, what's the code here? What are we doing? And
right. I mean, I still feel so exhausted. Yesterday, after the Today Show interview, it was so emotionally exhausting that I fell asleep for 4 hours and I had to set an alarm to like pick up my kids from school. So like it's a year later and I'm still that exhausted. And then I still went to sleep at 9 p.m. So like times 100 back then when I also wasn't allowed to sleep because of the newborn, there was a time where I was watching the baby, or was supposed to be. Thank God other people were around. I sat down on the concrete on the driveway and fell asleep for 3 hours.
Wow.
On the concrete. Like, that's the level of exhaustion that I was at. And that's why I think part of it was grief. But when people would talk to me, I'd talk so slowly and so softly. And my mom was like, you're not speaking. And I was like, what? She's like, can't hear you. And I was like, okay, well, this is all the energy I have. Like, I can't even talk. I mean, there's no describing it. And unless you go through it, and that's why it's a terrible name, but like the Widow's Club is a true thing because you don't get it until you get it. And once you meet another widow, you're just like, oh, like, fuck, I'm so sorry.
Have so many of them through social media and just finding out about you reached out and do you guys like help support you? I mean, I'm sure so many of them find inspiration in you because of everything you've been through and that you're talking about it out loud. That must be so helpful for them.
Yeah, I get a lot of messages of people saying like, that's exactly how I felt. I just couldn't put it into words. And they were like, thank you. I can like send that to my family of like, this is how it actually feels, because a lot of it's physical. Like mentally I can make it through the day with the kids until they go to sleep, and then I would kind of collapse or I would fall apart after they went to sleep, but I could make it through the day with them. But physically I felt like I was trudging through mud, and like my back was full of rocks, and I had a migraine 24/7, and like your heart physically hurts, and I'd get sick every single morning because my body would like remember before my brain did. I mean, it was so physical, like more than mental, which I was not expecting. And I had just had a baby and within 2 weeks, like had lost 40, like, you know, so I was losing baby weight at the same time. But because of grief, I lost like 60 pounds in a month. I mean, it was insane. It's just wild.
If we're going to take another break, but I'm going to ask you this question before we take the break. Is there something that people can say or not say when you're going through a time of grief or, you know, trauma or transition? We'll take a quick break and then maybe you can help answer that.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, I have good answers for that.
I love it because I
most people just have no idea what to say.
Like now,
yeah, they don't.
Like fuck. Like literally, I just will say I can't, you know, when someone DMs us a situation, I'm like, I have nothing to say to make you feel better, but just fuck. Like right. You know, like fuck.
Usually that is a good answer because that's okay, all they need to. Yeah. I will say, don't say. Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, you must be like,
probably not. But saying like, fuck, this shit sucks. Like, or I'm just going to come over. Like, whether you answer or not, just come over, just show up.
Okay.
And also just like, gosh, I feel like the best things that people said were I can only think of bad things that people said.
You can tell bad people because that's helpful, I think, for people who don't know what to say.
Yeah. I feel like people would say, hey, how are you? It's like terrible.
Mm-hmm. But
absolutely awful. You know, I'd go drop my kids off at school and I used to work with all of them because, you know, I worked at the school that my kids go to. And they'd be like, hey, how are you doing? And I'd look at them and be like, do you want me to answer that question? And they'd be like, never mind. I don't know what I was saying.
What's a better thing to say in that way?
Just be like, good to see you. You're doing great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember also for like new moms, I remember when I had a new baby and I looked at Natalie because they kept being like, are you okay? And I was like,
no, you're not.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I don't, you keep asking me the same question. Like, do I not look okay? Am I okay? Like I was, you know, cause it's like when you're asking a reflective question, I don't know. I was just kind of like, and not the same situation, but it felt like they wanted an answer that they wanted to hear for themselves. Not really about how they don't care how you, like, you know, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
I like though that you just say, show up and be like, it's good to see you. That is such a perfect answer. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Here's some wine and here's some coffee. And you're going to get through this day, one more day, you know, just get through this hour. But definitely not, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing terrible.
Yeah.
It's like I started just making a joke when people asked me that. And I was like, you know what? I'm doing great. This is the best year of my life.
Yeah.
I really feel like I'm thriving right now.
Yeah.
Then they'd be really uncomfortable and they were like, oh shit.
Yeah. But that's good tea for people to hear though. And was there anything that took the load off for you when it seemed like the load was overwhelming? Or like was it just meals? Like I think that's another thing. People don't know what to do to help carry the load, and asking you how they can is not a helpful situation.
No, you just gotta do. Because I mean I would get hundreds of text messages or calls from people a day being like, hey, just let me know. And it's like, I'm so overwhelmed by my phone, I'm never going to respond to you. My thing, I mean, I think it depends if you have kids or not, but mine was childcare. I just needed help with the kids. Mm-hmm. They were so, especially since their dad had just gone with the toddler, she was so clingy to me. Then the baby was obviously had to be nursing, and I was so sleep deprived. So anytime anyone offered to keep the kids so I could sleep was the main thing, because food was great for the kids, but like, you don't have an appetite, to be realistic. Clothes for the kids was nice. Like, I wasn't thinking about shopping for the new season, you know.
Oh, that's so genius.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I had somebody pick up and drop off my child to daycare every day for like 3 months.
Wow.
So I didn't have to do it. And so I didn't have to see people, because you really don't want to see people.
Yeah.
Especially because I worked there. I was like, I can't, they're going to all stare at me and they're going to say things and hug me. And I was like, I can't. So anything to do with childcare, like take them away to the playground for the weekend. I mean, anything. I was like, I just need to sleep. Because I was so exhausted, mentally, physically, all of it. And I didn't have time to grieve for months because I wasn't sleeping. You can't grieve if you're sleep deprived because you're in such survival mode.
How are the kids doing?
So Charlie, he just turned one. So he's great. He's like the joy of my life. I mean, I genuinely say that he like saved my life, because as hard as it was, if I didn't have a newborn, then I would have stayed in bed all day. I would have drank my life away. I would have not eaten at all. But I had to take care of myself because I had to take care of him. So like, he's been my saving grace. And Kinsey, my 2.5-year-old, she remembers. So she has gone through a rough patch. I finally got her in some like play therapy, which I think is helping. And I think the summer was threw her off because we traveled a lot, and she's one of those ones who really needs consistency in general. And so like, when random people kept showing up at our house all the time to help, she was like, who's coming over? Who's that? Why are these people here? And it was really like upsetting to her, but I needed them to come over. And so it was kind of a catch 22 because she'd have more tantrums. So trying to find balance of finding a consistent babysitter and finding our routine. And then, you know, I tried not to travel with her for 2 months to get her back into her, which was so hard for me because now I'm so antsy, but she's getting better, but she remembers him and she talks about him every day. And she'll say like, daddy's my angel. He's in the sky. He's in my heart. And like, she was only 20, not even 22 months old.
Wow.
Her memory is insane.
That's amazing.
It is. And, I mean, you know, one of my friends said, because we had always talked about how crazy her memory was from the get-go, and one of my friends made a joke because our babies were born the same week, and she's like, I would always just look at Kenzie and then whatever she did like 6 months later, my baby would do. And now we joke, and like, seriously though, I think it's because she talked early and communicated with us early so that Charles could see it and so that he could bond with her and he could talk to her, and they really had a strong connection, especially during my pregnancy. They had to be together a ton because I went on like modified bed rest, and he'd take her to the park and he'd take her to dinner, and she remembers it. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. So when I think back to my first memories, it's like
five.
No, yeah,
right.
It was like first 12. Grade. Like,
yeah, right.
Know, barely.
Yeah.
That is pretty magical though, that she does remember, and then she'll those memories will just stay with her, and you know, then
yeah.
She'll always have it. So now, you have your own business and everything. What is your plan? You obviously,
what's the dream?
The dream. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing next week.
Yeah, I was gonna say, plans suck. What's the dream? Put it to the universe, because clearly the universe is listening.
The universe is listening. I mean, I can't even tell you.
Did you tell the principal about the Today Show?
Yeah. I did. Oh, she saw it. And this morning when I dropped my kids off, she saw me and she was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh, like you called it. Who knew?
You're like, keep talking, keep talking.
I want to say before you answer that question, number one, Kath, our team member said, like texted me last night, or maybe both of us, and is like, I can't tell you how lovely this woman is and how kind she is. And like communicating with her is like so amazing. And I was like, that's so lovely to hear. And number two, it might be gone what I was going to say, what I wanted to ask you, but that
I think you left her with a question.
No, I did, but that I wanted to say that she thought you were so like kind and lovely and oh, your
I mean,
joy.
All I did was being flexible. I don't know.
You have so much joy.
Well, thank you. My mom the other day was like, well, you were my funny kid growing up. And I was like, Mom, you're straight up lying. I know Ben was the funny one. And she was like, okay, fine. But you were my most joyful kid. And I was like, okay, that's true. And I think that's part of it. Like, it's always been part of my personality. So when I like was depressed after Charles died, that was part of the hardest problem for me because I was not used to not being happy. Like, I was always happy. I was always the one that, like, cheered up my friends. I was always the one that people came to like, have a good time. Like, you know, like, I was the joyful one at work, the whole thing. And so for me to feel so low was like, am I ever going to feel like myself again? Like, this is awful. But at the same time, it gave me so much perspective on people who dealt with depression and anxiety because I never got it. I was like, what do you mean you're not happy? Like, just be happy, you know? And now I'm like, girl, I get it. What do you need? Like, you know, take a day, take two, take a week, you know? But anyway, I don't remember the original. Oh, the dream question. Mm-hmm. The dream. Well, this was part of the dream. Today's show was part of the dream, which also happened yesterday. Also part of the dream was working with Spanx, which I just got a Spanx deal.
I love it.
And then I just think that part of my calling and part of the whole thing is I have several like book ideas to talk about my story. And first of all, just talk about year one, because year one has been insane from how drastically I've changed every single month. Like every month I look back and I'm like, I don't know how I did that. Or I don't know how I did that 2 months ago. I don't know, you know. And then just continuing on to see where that leads me. But I think a podcast probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I like talking and, you know, somebody will listen, right?
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people would because I think trauma and grief with your experience and interpretation of how you went through it, I think is really inspiring and hopeful for a lot of people who maybe don't have that to look at, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I meant in the beginning. It's not always the path for everybody, but if they don't have someone to look at, maybe that's what they need is just someone like you to get through
grief and also just right mental health and
trauma,
depression, single mom, starting your own business, so many jobs
divorce,
to be covered.
Like,
God,
people who have just been left, like, you know, blindsided. Yeah. You know,
well, so. Also, one thing I'll say that like really touches my heart is I'll get messages from younger adults saying that their parent passed away when they were little and they'd never thought of it from like their parents' perspective and what they went through.
Totally.
And so now they have this like huge appreciation for their like mom or dad, whoever was still alive, of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like I hadn't thought about you grieving, you know, because you're only thinking about yourself.
I don't know.
So that's like a big thing.
It'll be helpful for your daughter too, I bet, when she grows up to see that, you know, was another, it's hard for them to see another side to the story, but it sounds like she's a big feeler, so it probably will be helpful. She'll feel, you know, and have a lot of empathy for that too.
And you must also have some really good logistical insights about what maybe partners could do so that you're not during your grieving time, that paperwork is a little bit easier.
Yes. I mean, I found out after the fact that there is like a company that you can hire to help you with it.
Oh, like, after it's helpful.
Yeah, I was like, oh, 6 months later, somebody was like, I think there's a company that like can help you with all that. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm done with it now. thanks so much. But I mean, I think there's so many things that, and also to give tips to people, like conversations you need to have with your spouse, just that are terrible conversations to have, but just in case something happens. These are things that you should know about me, or where my passwords are, or where these documents are, or life insurance, or like things like that, that no one wants to have those conversations, but you have to have. Mm-hmm. Because he was 29. Like, who never in our lives did we think that that was going to happen at that point in time? But what's crazy, and this is going to be in the book, but I have to just tell you, this is the wildest thing. So I think women's intuition is insane, and mine apparently is as well. So for like a whole year, I had this like thing in my head saying, you need to ask Charles where like all his passwords are and like where all the bills are. Cause once we had the baby, we were splitting it when we first got married. But once we had the baby, he kind of took over because he was like, you deal with baby, I'll deal with finances. And I was like, great. That's easy. Love it. And I was like, you need to have a conversation just in case something happens to know where everything is. Like, you don't even know where, like, how to pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I knew nothing. And I never did, because that is, again, a terrible conversation to have. And we were so young and we had a baby and I was pregnant. And I was like, we'll do it later. The day before he left for his work trip, he said something about, oh, I set up the 529 for Charlie. I'm like, of course you did. You're on top of everything. Mm-hmm. He's just born. Mm-hmm. And I go, where is that, by the way? Like, can I access that? And he goes, maybe where everything was. He was like, yeah, if you want anything, like if anything ever happens to me, all of it's right here. Here's the key to the lockbox. Here's all my passwords. Here's everything.
Whoa.
And then he left the next day for his work trip and died that night.
Wow. That is wild.
That, I mean, like,
that's like,
doesn't that give you chills?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
All year I had thought about it and I finally said something the day before. And if I wouldn't have asked him that, it would have taken me years to figure out how to pay all the bills and where all of our stuff is. And, you know, and that's what happens to people. They don't know where to even look for stuff. Mm-hmm. The next day, my dad was like, oh, where's like y'all's marriage license or whatever? And I was like, it's in the lockbox. I know where the key is.
Wow.
That is like, because he was the OCD organized one. I was like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
It's actually like mind blowing. I can't wait to read your book. We can't wait to meet you in real life. We'll be in Atlanta at some point.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Can I come to a show?
Obviously.
Are you going to come to Atlanta? I literally look up y'all's tour all the time and I'm like, they're not in Atlanta.
Oh, we're coming. Yeah. We'll be there. Don't worry. We're coming. We've had to come before. We need to do it again. Like, we
I feel like a cat break out.
I'm like,
I'm telling you, so many of my friends are obsessed with you. I have one that is so obsessed with y'all and she like cried. When I told her I was going to talk to y'all, I think that my babies are close in age. Her babies are 1 year and 1 day apart. So if anybody needs to get out of the house to go to a show, it's her.
We're coming for that reason. That's all we need.
Not just for me, but for her.
We're there. I mean,
was even having sex that?
I don't know.
I was like, are you insane? What's your did you not listen to the doctor after you gave birth? And
no,
she's like,
no,
I don't know. No, she did not. No, she did not. She's a little unwell.
They're not in the same grade, right? The kids won't be in the same grade.
No, I mean, no, but they're essentially the same size. I mean, so one is, I guess, like 9 months old and the other one's like a year and a half. Like, it's insane.
Oh, where can everybody find you?
Spilled Milk Mama on Instagram, and it's Spilled Milk MAMMA.
We need to go to
coming to Atlanta. And oh my gosh, I'm already thinking I'll get a party bus.
Oh yes, my God, I love that. And then we'll get you on stage if you're up for it. So yeah, you'll come and dance. We have fun dancers with us sometimes. Oh my God.
And we'll do tequila.
Yes. Wait, that was too loud. Sorry. Got excited.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Yes.
You do bring so much joy. Such an inspiration. Thank you for sharing your story with us here. Obviously, it's gonna be big for you, and we're gonna be watching and
cheering you on
and seeing you in Atlanta.
Your future is gonna be huge, huge.
We're gonna make it. Like, we're gonna be okay.
You are.
Julie, let's keep in touch. We need to know everything.
We're gonna come to Atlanta and we're gonna have drinks and then we're gonna do a show.